All right, take your Bibles and turn with me to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, a verse you know real well. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your strength and your grace. And we pray as we expound upon this verse of scripture that is very familiar but may not have looked at it in certain ways. May you challenge our hearts to apply what the verse says. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says here that we're to trust in the Lord with all our heart. This sermon is for all of you who have worried in the past, all of you who are now worrying, and all of you who are making plans to worry in the future. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart is not just for worry. It can be applied to many things. But it is a sin to worry. Someone come in here just terribly drunk, we would be shocked if it was a church member. But we sort of joke about worry. And of course, it's not as serious as that, but it is a sin. It can drain us of our lives of joy and peace. Worry means to be sidetracked, to be distracted by all the things we're concerned about. And it can just drain the joy and the peace out of life. I want to give you a quote. We should think seriously about how sinful worry is. Yes, we should call it sin. Realize that it breaks vital fellowship between us and God. Ponder the fact that when you carry your own burdens, we're saying to God, no help needed. As soon as you get even a fleeting thought to worry, deliberately give it to the Lord. Tell him you are refusing to lean any longer on your own ability. That's easier said than done, because when faced with life, it is easy to worry and be distracted. And I want to take you through this text this morning, but I want to sort of give you the context. This is part of Proverbs. A lot of it is a father's advice to his son. And I want to just quote for you several scriptures. Proverbs 1:8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother." 1:10, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Proverbs 1:15, "My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from the path." 2:1, "My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee." Proverbs 3:1, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments." Proverbs 3:11, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction." Verse 21, "My son, let not wisdom depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion." Proverbs is practical truth that enables us to live in life. There are many things that Scripture lifts us up to look at God and to enjoy God, but Proverbs brings us down where we live. I'm going to give a couple more quotes. "It contains truth for everyday living, the kind of truth that will assist us towards a meaningful life free of worry." It's interesting, the text has something to say to us. The first thing, I'm going to kind of take it apart and boil it down like an onion. You just keep peeling it apart and then we'll look at it. There are four verbs in these verses. The first one is trust in the Lord. The second one, lean not unto thine own understanding. Third, acknowledge him in all thy ways. And the last is, he will direct thy paths. There are commands. And you could divide them into three, which is to trust, to lean, and to acknowledge. And then the last one is a promise that the Lord will direct the path. There are two parts of the verse. Our part is to trust to lean and acknowledge God. His part is to direct the path. Now, he didn't say direct us. It's not what he means. He means direct the path. Our part is to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Our part is to lean not unto thine own understanding. Our part is in all thy ways acknowledge him. And God's part is he will direct the path. He gives us three commands to do while he promises to do the one thing that is necessary. Now, another way to look at it is simply this. The first phrase, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, is the main phrase. The other part that connects with it is, I will direct your paths. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The two other are modifiers to trusting. In other words, how do you trust? Well, first, you don't lean on your own understanding, which is the negative. On the positive side, in all your ways acknowledge him. That's how you trust. So to keep it in mind, the main phrase is to trust. Well, how do I do that? Well, one, I don't lean on my own understanding. And two, in all my ways acknowledge him. And then the promise is God will direct the path. Not necessarily me. What it really means, he will clear out the obstacles ahead of us as we walk with God. Worry is fear's extravagance. It extracts interest on trouble before it comes due. It constantly drains the energy God gives us for the daily problems and to fulfill our many responsibilities. It is therefore a sinful waste. A woman who had lived long enough to have learned some important truths about life remarked, I've had a lot of trouble, most of which never happened. She had worried about many things that never occurred and had come to see the total futility of her anxieties. We are to trust. Now I want to take you through the text and see. The first thing is we're to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The word trust is the idea of throwing oneself down in total dependence. It means to lie extended on the ground, totally trusting God for the past, the present, and the future. It means to totally lay ourselves in total trust. I'm only trusting in you. And I fall flat on the ground in absolute humility and dependence upon you. And the word also carries with the idea of finding shelter and security when we trust. I look at it this way. Imagine you fell off a cliff and you're just hanging by one of those little branches there, and someone comes and extends their hand, and you have to realize that you're either going to trust in this little branch or you're going to reach up and grab their hand and they're going to pull you up. You're going to put your complete trust in them. Well, that's what the word means, to completely trust in the Lord. Everything we automatically take for advantage, we just trust. When you came in today, you just trusted this building wouldn't collapse. When you came in today, you just trusted the air would work. In so many areas of life, we trust. But in problems, it's so easy to trust in ourselves and not trust in the Lord. One time a man had his house. He heard some noise downstairs. And he ran downstairs and he found out that a burglar had broke in, and he confronted him. And he said, stop. I have been so excited to meet you. I want you to come up to the bedroom and I want you to meet my wife, because she has been worried for the last 10 years that a burglar would break into this house. And I want you to meet her. One time a lady, man broke into the house and she screamed the verses, Acts 2:38, Acts 2:38. The man ran out of the house. Police called him, said, why did you run? Are you kidding me? That woman said she had an axe and 2.38 pistols. The word is used in Proverbs 11. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. If you set your heart on getting rich, throwing yourself down upon that, and only trusting in that for security, then you're going to fall. You'll be sadly disappointed because riches fail and fade away and do not deserve our trust. Now, he's not saying not to have money. He's simply saying, but when you trust and fall yourself down and trust only in that rather than trusting in the Lord. Proverbs 3 says, my son, let not them the wisdom depart from thine eyes. Shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. The word safely is the same word for trust. And the two ideas of the word is to completely trust in the Lord. And in that trust, I will find security and safety. Worry is like a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't get anywhere. Worry pulls tomorrow's cloud over today's sunshine. One English executive said that when he worried, he said, you know what I decided to do? I decided to write down all the things I was worried about and then wait till the next Wednesday. So from that Thursday to that next Wednesday, I would not worry about them. And he said, you know what I found out by the time I got to that Wednesday? God had pretty well taken care of most of the things that I was worried about. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Who are we to trust in? Not me. Not you. We're to trust in the Lord. The word Lord is the word Jehovah. And it's from the Old Testament. It is the name for God that means that God enters into a personal relationship with us. And God makes certain promises and you can depend upon them. We are to trust not in some vague thing, but we're to trust in the personal God who enters into a personal relationship with us and promises to encourage us and strengthen us and help us. It's who you're trusting in. Because I have a personal relationship with my children, a personal relationship with someone else, if there was a need, I'd do everything I could to help them, sacrifice, no matter what, because of the personal relationship. Well, we don't just trust in just some a God. We trust into Jehovah God, who is through the Lord Jesus Christ has entered into a personal relationship, and you're his. You belong to him, and he is willing to do anything to encourage you and help you. So who do we trust in? We trust in the Lord. And what are we to trust with? Our heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. The heart in the Old Testament refers to the inner being, the inner person. It encapsulates most everything about us. And it refers to our intellect, our emotion, our will, our conscience, our personality, all that makes us up as a person. So we are to trust in the Lord, totally, with our heart, abandoning thinking things that cause us to worry, abandoning not letting the emotions take over us, abandoning the choice to want to run and get out of it. We do all we can. We give our complete selves to trust in the Lord. Somebody said, well, I take all my problems to the Lord, but then I take them back. Well, then you're not trusting with all your heart. To trust with all your heart means you abandon the worryful thoughts. And as much as they come, you throw them away. You throw them away. Well, my emotions are so bothered. Don't act upon them. Ignore them. And God will take care of it. You trust with your entire being. And you make sure that you give all of yourself to God. We don't want to do that, though. We'd rather do a little bit of our things ourselves. You'll find anyone whom God is at work in their lives. They have completely thrown themselves down in prayer to completely give it all to God with their entire being, and they walk away with it entirely in his hands. You know, there's a lot of things that bug me. Really, preacher? Yeah, there are a few things bug me. And every once in a while, I just have to say, Lord, I can't solve that. I can't deal with that. I'm going to just have to throw it on you, and you'll take care of it. And most of the time, the Lord does. That's the promise. Trust with all your heart. How are we to trust? He then tells us how to trust. He says, lean not on thine own understanding. The word lean means to lead, to lean on something for support, to depend on something for support. If you're going to trust completely, you cannot lean and depend on your own understanding. Someone said 40% of the things that we worry about never happen. 30% are the things about the past that can't be changed. 12% are things about criticism by others, and they're mostly untrue. 10% about health, which gets worse if we worry about it. And 8% is about eight problems we really face. We worry about things that ought to be left with the Lord. It's interesting the word is used in Judges this way. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars wherein the house standeth, that I may lean upon them. Samson had lost his strength and asked for the Lord to give it to him one more time. But he said, and he'd gone blind and said, help me to find the pillars so that I may lean on them, which he was going to push him down, what happened. But he leaned upon it for support. 2 Samuel 1:6. And the young man that told him said, as I happened by chance upon Mount Gibeon, behold, Saul leaned upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and horsemen followed hard after him. He had been injured, and he leaned upon the spear for support. A man told the best way to understand it is someone had hurt themselves, their leg. And so as they were going about, they had to lean upon their crutches. They could not go anywhere without leaning upon the crutch. And that's what they depended on as they walked. The idea is resting one's weight upon something else as though you're leaning upon that as a crutch. And it's a strong negative. Do not lean on your own understanding. How do you trust the Lord? You completely abandon all that you are to trust in Him, and you do not lean on your own understanding. What is understanding? Refers to human understanding. It does not refer to God's wisdom. It refers to my own limited understanding. We're not to lean upon our own limited point of view, our ideas or way of thinking, but we are to lean upon the Lord's wisdom. How do you trust in the Lord with all your heart? You don't lean and depend on the way you can figure it out. Oh, Lord, if I do this, I'll do this. And that's what worrying is. It's just trying to figure it all out. Trying to figure out, well, let's see what we can do here. Now, there's nothing wrong with making choices and depending on the Lord. But when you start trying to figure it all out, like, I wonder what the Lord's up to. I wonder what's going to happen here. I wonder what's going to go on. You start thinking and leaning upon the way you think and your own ideas about stuff. But we're to lean on God's wisdom. God said He's working all things to good. God said He is directing the path and removing the obstacles on our behalf. God says He will never leave us nor forsake us. God said, bring your burdens to me with thanksgiving. God says many things. We're to lean upon that, but not to lean upon our own understanding. You know what happens when you get worried? You start thinking about something and you start trying to figure it out yourself. You kind of have a sleepless night. You kind of have a troubled day. Because you know what you're doing? You're thinking, how can I figure this out? What is God doing? Where are we going? And the mind just begins to worry and think and think and think. No. You trust in the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean just sit around and do nothing. You may make choices, but it's not of your own wisdom. You lean not on your own son. I like this quote. Chase down all the possibilities you can think of. When you hit a dead-end street, back out and turn down another one. Drive fast and slam on brakes. Try a dash of panic, a pinch of fear, Add a tablespoon of manipulation, 3 cups of scheming, and a handful of impatience. You'll be instantly mentally exhausted, and peace will flee from you. Man says, why trust when you can worry? And God says, why worry when you can trust? You trust. Sometimes you just feel the need to get alone and to get on your knees and pour yourself out to God and say, Lord, here it is. And I'm leaving it with you. I'm trusting you totally. And I will not try to figure it out myself other than you lead me to make choices and to follow you and to do your way of thinking. But I'm not going to sit around and think and think and think and think and think and try to figure it all out. How are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? And that's what we do oftentimes as Christians. We don't trust because we lean on our own understanding. And then I'm going to just do the third one. How are we to trust? He says, in all thine ways acknowledge him. But how do you trust? First, you don't lean on your own understanding. Secondly, in all your ways acknowledge him. The word acknowledge means to recognize. I'm somewhere. Someone comes up to me and wishes to give me some help. And you know what I do? I don't even acknowledge them. You know what I'm doing? I'm not even recognizing them. But if they come and say, I want to give you help, I say, well, fine. I'm busy. Busy. But to acknowledge means to recognize, oh, you're here to help. And to acknowledge, to trust, means I give up my thinking and I acknowledge God in every single area of my life. We're exhorted to recognize God's presence. We're reminded by God that we are not alone. And every area of our life is to be recognized that God is at work in it. It makes no difference whether there's a good crowd today or a bad crowd today. The truth is, I believe that God is working whether I see what I want to see ever. Because we trust in the Lord, we depend on him, we don't lean on our way of thinking, and we acknowledge him in every single area of our life. We get on our knees and pray. We get in our Bibles and read. We get ourselves in church. We find encouragement from brothers and sisters in Christ. We have a need. We bear our burdens with one another. We do all that we can, not trusting in our wisdom, but trusting in God and following his way. We acknowledge him. Lord, you're working. It was funny. And it was my humanity. But it was funny, when we got ready to go to the Sons of Jubal, it just popped in my brain. I said, oh, Dan, you know how many years it's been since I went to high school? Now, part of that, I was going back to Moultrie, and that brought it in my mind. But I made the comment. You know, it's just amazing. It's been that many years in high school. It's only been 10 years since I graduated. A few more than that. And so as we're driving there, and when I saw my best buddy, he looked just like himself. I probably didn't look like me. And I recognized him because I heard his voice. I've known that voice all my life, and I knew it was him. And it was a tremendous encouragement, and it sent my brain just going through the past and all the good things as we were coming home. And later on, I was telling Dean all the things we did growing up and what we had. Downtown Doran, his daddy had a little place, a little empty apartment building. It had those steps that you see downtown, one of the apartment buildings where you just climb and go way on up. My mom and daddy allowed me to buy a pool table. And we called it Joe's Place. And we put our little pool table up there in one of the rooms. We had couches. We had chairs. Now, you couldn't do that day. It was just an innocent fun. And as seniors, everybody, the whole school knew we were slipping out in sixth period, and we were going up to Joe's Place, and we were playing pool. Preacher, we all drinking? No, we wasn't doing nothing. We just had fun. My pool table was such a way that you never could get it level. And we used to have the most fun if you just hit the ball this way, and all of a sudden, and we'd get ready, net shot, wait. and it would slowly curve and go into the pocket. We had the most fun, innocent fun. There was nothing crude about it. There was nothing bad about it. That was way back in the 1800s when I was a young boy. Innocent fun. And we got thinking, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drive down one day. I'm going to say, get it. I'm going to see if that pool table's still there. Probably not. We had fun. Because you know what God did? He kind of reminded me of my life in that one instance and showed me all the wonderful things he had done in my life and how all these years I've been walking with God and he's been walking with me. He always encourages. He's always there. So what's your part? Your part is to first trust with everything you got to lean and give it to him. Secondly, don't try to figure it out in your own mind. Trust in God. And thirdly, acknowledge his presence everywhere you go. Because he is in charge and he is working behind the scenes every single day of your life if you're saved. And so you acknowledge, you recognize him. You recognize, Lord, I know you're here and I know you're there and I know you're doing this and I'll never see it. I'll probably never know even what you're up to. But you're so good in working it all out to good. So what do? You trust with everything you've got only in God. Forget your human thinking and recognize him. You know, every time when they prayed in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, they prayed for God's leadership in making a decision. You know, one of the things they prayed all the time, a lot of times they would acknowledge and say, Lord, you who are the creator of all things, you have all power and you have all knowledge. And we ask you in this situation. That's who you pray to. That's who you trust in with everything you've got. I can't promise you tomorrow that I won't be tempted to worry. My personality is such that it thinks too much. My brain thinks too much. And when your brain thinks too much, it loves to throw a little things in there to think about. And I won't promise you that I might not be tempted to worry a little bit. But you know what? I found that when I just simply trust in the Lord and say, Lord, here it is, and I'm going to watch to see you work. I'm going to watch to see what you're going to do. Is anything troubles you, bothers you? You know, some people probably bug you. Some bug me. Who is that preacher? I'm not going to tell you. Just trust in the Lord and give them to the Lord. Give this situation to the Lord. Give that situation to the Lord. And then ask God to lead you and guide you and recognize that he's at work. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's pray. Father, we love you today and we thank you for your precious and your wonderful word. And we ask you, Lord, to encourage us to do those three things. To trust in you. Lean not on our own kind of thinking, and then to acknowledge your presence and your power and your strength and your love and your patience and all that you are doing in every aspect of life. It's not just that we trust with all our heart and then cast out of our mind and our emotions things that bother us, and then we acknowledge that you're at work. And we don't even know how you're going to do it and what you're going to do. But you are. And so we acknowledge and recognize that, Lord. And that enables us to trust you. Encourage us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.